Almighty Father, hallowed be your name. Your power is unlimited, and your strength has no boundaries. I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for your mighty hand that rests upon my life. I thank you for your light that shines in my life. Adonai, I ask for a new miracle today. I ask that you unleash your blessings into my life. Bless me with faith to always believe in your supreme power of miracles. Give me the grace to walk by faith and not by sight. Your word says in Mark 9, verse 23, that everything is possible for the one who believes. Father, I believe in you, and I know that all good and perfect things come from you. You also said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. As I am faced with a mountain in my life, Lord, I ask that you demonstrate your miraculous power in my life that will remove that mountain from my life. Open doors of miracles in my life. Father, bless me beyond measure. Let me see a massive transformation in my life because the Bible tells me that no word from you will ever fail. Lord, put a new song in my mouth just as you did for Abraham and Sarah. When it seems impossible for me, Father, come and make it possible, for you are the God of all possibilities. Remind me that you are in control of my life, and I have nothing to worry about. I thank you, King of Kings. I thank you, Lord of Lords, for this wonderful miracle in my life. I thank you for the faith I have in you. Almighty Father, hallowed be your name. Your power is unlimited, and your strength has no boundaries. I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for your mighty hand that rests upon my life. I thank you for your light that shines in my life. Adonai, I ask for a new miracle today. I ask that you unleash your blessings into my life. Bless me with faith to always believe in your supreme power of miracles. Give me the grace to walk by faith and not by sight. Your word says in Mark 9, verse 23, that everything is possible for the one who believes. Father, I believe in you, and I know that all good and perfect things come from you. You also said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. As I am faced with a mountain in my life, Lord, I ask that you demonstrate your miraculous power in my life that will remove that mountain from my life. Open doors of miracles in my life. Father, bless me beyond measure. Let me see a massive transformation in my life because the Bible tells me that no word from you will ever fail. Lord, put a new song in my mouth, just as you did for Abraham and Sarah. When it seems impossible for me, Father, come and make it possible, for you are the God of all possibilities. Remind me that you are in control of my life, and I have nothing to worry about. I thank you, King of Kings. I thank you, Lord of Lords, for this wonderful miracle in my life. I thank you for the faith I have in you. I thank you for answering my prayer through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine breakthrough in my life. I believe that you will step into every situation that I am facing today. Please show yourself strong in my life. I believe you can fix whatever I am going through in this life. I declare your breakthroughs in my life. Open doors of new opportunities for me, so that I will be successful and prosperous in all that I do. I break free from every demonic hold over my life. I destroy every satanic hold over my destiny. I ask for breakthrough from poverty and diseases. I declare that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I break free from unfruitfulness and bad luck. I declare that nothing can stop me from achieving my goals. Lord, please fill my life with testimonies and breakthroughs. Nothing can stop me from achieving my aim in this world. Fill me afresh with the wonder of your love and power. Lord, let your will and promises for my life come into fulfillment. I come against every arrow and trap that has been set against my life. I pray, Lord, and scatter every evil plot of the wicked against my life. Direct my path, Lord, and lead me in the right direction. I pray you to lead me to people necessary for bringing breakthroughs into my life. Beautify my life with your goodness and mercy. Father, Lord, please make me a blessing to my family and my generation. Anoint my head with oil and let my cup run over. I declare testimonies in my life, Lord. I am thankful that you will turn things around for my good. I am blessed and highly favored. Lord, your word in James chapter 1 verse 12 says that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Help me to be patient amidst the problems I am facing. I believe, Lord, that you will always come through for me. Make a way for me where there seems to be none. Renew my mind by the power of your word. I pray you to pull down every stronghold in my life. Your word makes me understand that, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Break every devourer against my finances, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine breakthrough in my life. I believe that you will step into every situation that I am facing today. Please show yourself strong in my life. I believe you can fix whatever I am going through in this life. I declare your breakthroughs in my life. Open doors of new opportunities for me, so that I will be successful and prosperous in all that I do. I break free from every demonic hold over my life. I destroy every satanic hold over my destiny. I ask for breakthrough from poverty and diseases. I declare that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I break free from unfruitfulness and bad luck. I declare that nothing can stop me from achieving my goals. Lord, please fill my life with testimonies and breakthroughs. Nothing can stop me from achieving my aim in this world. Fill me afresh with the wonder of your love and power. Lord, let your will and promises for my life come into fulfillment. I come against every arrow and trap that has been set against my life. I pray, Lord, and scatter every evil plot of the wicked against my life. Direct my path, Lord, and lead me in the right direction. I pray you to lead me to people necessary for bringing breakthroughs into my life. Beautify my life with your goodness and mercy. Father, Lord, please make me a blessing to my family and my generation. Anoint my head with oil and let my cup run over. I declare testimonies in my life, Lord. I am thankful that you will turn things around for my good. I am blessed and highly favored. Lord, your word in James chapter 1, verse 12 says that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Help me to be patient amidst the problems I am facing. I believe, Lord, that you will always come through for me. Make a way for me where there seems to be none. Renew my mind by the power of your word. I pray you to pull down every stronghold in my life. Your word makes me understand that, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Break every devourer against my finances, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray for your blessings upon my life. May I be blessed with prosperity and abundance in all its forms. May my life be filled with miracles and love. Let my days be blessed with abundant joy and peace of mind. May I be free of burdens and know that I am completely cared for. Let your angels bestow many blessings upon my life and light my way with peace. Father, Lord, let your blessings attract riches and honor unto my life. I pray that you will bless me abundantly, that I may walk in obedience to your word. May I eat the plentiful fruit of my labor, and may blessings and prosperity be mine. Bless my home, and let it thrive and flourish spiritually and physically. Surround me with the abundance of your love and grace, and help me to be a beacon of light and hope to others around me. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 says that, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions, and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is the gift of God. Grant me your abundant blessings, Father. I put my trust in you to receive all my heavenly blessings. Father, Lord, I desire to be blessed abundantly so that I can be a blessing to others. I declare that all my needs shall be met in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the abundant life you promised in John chapter 10, verse 10, is mine in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal to me, Lord, how I can give my substance to minister to others and reveal your love. Heavenly Father, you have promised me the power to get wealth here on earth to advance your kingdom. However, spiritual blessings are eternal. Lord, please help me live a life that is worthy of your rich and fruitful spiritual inheritance. I believe that your blessings have the value that exceeds anything this world could ever offer. Let your spiritual riches and blessings abound in my life. I pray against anything hindering the release of my blessings. I decree and declare that you will meet all my physical and spiritual needs here on earth according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my supernatural strength, and there is an endless supply of His divine power. I declare that I am spiritually rich and abundantly blessed by God. I am more than a conqueror, no matter what comes against me. I am grateful for your supernatural blessings I'm about to experience in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Gracious King, I come before you today in view of your miraculous breakthrough in my life. You know everything already, my Lord. You see everything, and you are all-powerful. Nothing is impossible for you. Your power exceeds everything and everyone. So I come before you today, just as I am in my weakness and my sins. Please have mercy upon me and forgive me for all my sins. I surrender myself to you, Lord, now and forevermore. Your word says there is nothing impossible for you to do. Hear my prayer for a miracle in my life. Open the doors of miracles and let miracles reign in my life. You said in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, that you are the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for you? I stand on your word, and I ask that have your way in my situation. Step in and turn things around for my good. Put a new song in my mouth. I look up to you and you alone. I need a supernatural move, Lord, for I cannot do it by myself. Neither can anyone else. King of Kings, please help me believe that nothing I face in life is above you. Grant me the grace to continue to have faith in you, to keep looking forward to your miraculous power, and give me many more reasons to trust your unfailing word. I know that the path to a powerful miracle is always not easy. Lord, give me the strength to trust you in this process. Help me remember that you're all I need, and that where you guide, you will provide. Grant me the patience to wait for this miracle, because I know you have already given it to me. Give me the grace to always rely on your way and not my way. Father, pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life and fill me with faith and assurance. You turned water to wine, restored sight to the blind, healed the sick, and raised the dead. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Let my life experience that powerful touch, Lord. I thank you, Father, for you are the God of all possibilities, and there is nothing too hard for you. I believe and I have faith that you have already done the impossible in my life. Gracious King, I come before you today in view of your miraculous breakthrough in my life. You know everything already, my Lord. You see everything, and you are all-powerful. Nothing is impossible for you. Your power exceeds everything and everyone. So I come before you today, just as I am in my weakness and my sins. Please have mercy upon me and forgive me for all my sins. I surrender myself to you, Lord, now and forevermore. Your word says there is nothing impossible for you to do. Hear my prayer for a miracle in my life. Open the doors of miracles and let miracles reign in my life. You said in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, that you are the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for you? I stand on your word, and I ask that have your way in my situation. Step in and turn things around for my good. Put a new song in my mouth. I look up to you and you alone. I need a supernatural move, Lord, for I cannot do it by myself. Neither can anyone else. King of Kings, please help me believe that nothing I face in life is above you. Grant me the grace to continue to have faith in you, to keep looking forward to your miraculous power, and give me many more reasons to trust your unfailing word. I know that the path to a powerful miracle is always not easy. Lord, give me the strength to trust you in this process. Help me remember that you're all I need and that where you guide, you will provide. Grant me the patience to wait for this miracle because I know you have already given it to me. Give me the grace to always rely on your way and not my way. Father, pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life and fill me with faith and assurance. You turned water to wine, restored sight to the blind, healed the sick, and raised the dead. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Let my life experience that powerful touch, Lord. I thank you, Father, for you are the God of all possibilities, and there is nothing too hard for you. I believe and I have faith that you have already done the impossible in my life. I thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you today to receive your blessings and breakthroughs for my life. You are the giver of all good and wonderful things. I pray for your blessings in my life every day. Open your gates of heaven and shower an abundance of blessings upon me. Grant me breakthroughs in my life. Let me see your mighty hands in all that I do, Lord. Establish the works of my hands and bring to fulfillment all my heart's desires. Bless me with the special strength I need to face each day. Help me to walk in your blessings and goodness all the days of my life. I pray, Lord, that you bless all that I do. Bless my business, finances, marriage, home, education, and every aspect of my life. Let your goodness and love follow me all the days of my life. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says that, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Let all things work together for my good, Lord. Make me an embodiment of your blessings. Bless me abundantly, Lord, that I can also be a blessing unto others. Grant me divine breakthrough where it is needed in my life. I am grateful for your love you have shown me. Every good and perfect gift is a blessing from you. Make me a channel of your blessings. Draw me closer to you, Lord, and let your glory overshadow my life. Look down with pity upon me and shower me with your blessings. There are no words that are sufficient enough to praise and bless you for all that you do for me. Thank you for the riches of your glory. Thank you for the manifold blessings that by your grace you have bestowed unto me. You alone are worthy to be praised and adored. I pray that you grant me physical, financial, and spiritual breakthroughs. Help me to have an experience with you that will leave no doubt in my mind that you exist. Help me to have patience as I await my breakthrough. Lord, your word in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 2 says that, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Let my light shine before men, Lord. I am thankful for your blessings and breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen." Heavenly Father, I come before you today to receive your miraculous blessings upon my life. Let your face shine upon me and be gracious unto me.
Let your favor and blessings overtake my life and fulfill all my dreams. Bless my home, family, work, and business. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord. Grant me the grace to stay humble and willing to bless others as you are about to bless me tremendously. Direct my steps into an abundance of blessings and favor. Be favorable unto me, Lord. Favor me, Lord, and do not let my enemies triumph over me. Let your overflowing blessings rain down upon me. Establish my plans and grant all my desires. I attract riches, honor, and abundant blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 tells me that the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Bless me abundantly. Supply all my needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. I declare that I will flourish, succeed, and fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name. I will be the head, but not the tail. The first, but not the last. I decree that I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's blessings. Let your overflowing blessings rain down upon me. I pray and ask the angel of fortune to bless me with a miracle of abundant wealth and blessings. Be my guardian angel. Father, Lord, your blessings attract riches, honor, and abundant life. Help me to keep the words of your covenant and do them that I may prosper. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 11 says that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Help me, Lord, to be honest with the little that I have so that you can bless me in abundance. Help me to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first so that all your heavenly blessings will come upon me. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 tells me that, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall only go up and not down, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them. Thank you, Lord, for your great love and blessings that have no end. I am grateful for all the countless blessings you have given me in every step of my life. Let my cup run over with heavenly blessings. Help me to trust in you, Lord, and know that with you, everything is possible. I believe that your plans for me are good, and you have blessings in store for me. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my rescue and bless me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Divine Physician and Healer of the Sick, I turn to you in this time of illness. You said we should call on you and you will answer us. Your word also says that you heal all diseases, and whoever believes in you will not perish but have everlasting life. Father, cover me with your cloak of healing and cure every sick cell in my body. Through the power in your name, I now resist all forms of sin, sickness, and disease in the name of Jesus. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. By the blood of Jesus, I command all forms of sickness and disease to leave my body immediately. Jesus bore my infirmities. He was wounded for my transgressions, and by his stripes I have been healed. No sickness, pain, fear, or addiction shall have dominion over me again. You are the Lord who binds up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can be whole again. You are the God who gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You will always be the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I absolutely believe that you have the power to heal. You demonstrated that on earth, and you still heal in miraculous ways today. Even when my faith is weak, you say it is enough because your love for me is strong. Precious Lord, with just one touch from your mighty hand, you have healed the sick and raised the dead. By your stripes, I ask for healing. Father, I ask that you heal me from whatever that might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6 that says, "But now I will heal and mend them. I will make them whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security." Father, let your word be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me towards better health. Protect me from the devil's lies and discouragements, and let me heal miraculously. I thank you, Father, for the healing I'm about to receive right now. Divine Physician and Healer of the Sick, I turn to you in this time of illness. You said we should call on you and you will answer us. Your word also says that you heal all diseases, and whoever believes in you will not perish but have everlasting life. Father, cover me with your cloak of healing and cure every sick cell in my body. Through the power in your name, I now resist all forms of sin, sickness, and disease in the name of Jesus. I reach forward today to touch the hem of your garment and receive my healing in Jesus' name. I give you this hurt, pain, weakness, and sorrow in exchange for your comfort. By the blood of Jesus, I command all forms of sickness and disease to leave my body immediately. Jesus bore my infirmities. He was wounded for my transgressions, and by his stripes I have been healed. No sickness, pain, fear, or addiction shall have dominion over me again. You are the Lord who binds up my wounds so they can heal. You give rest to my heart so it can be whole again. You are the God who gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You will always be the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I absolutely believe that you have the power to heal. You demonstrated that on earth, and you still heal in miraculous ways today. Even when my faith is weak, you say it is enough because your love for me is strong. Precious Lord, with just one touch from your mighty hand, you have healed the sick and raised the dead. By your stripes, I ask for healing. Father, I ask that you heal me from whatever that might separate me from you. Heal my memory, heart, and emotions. Lay your gentle hands on me and heal me through. I stand on your word in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6 that says, "But now I will heal and mend them. I will make them whole and bless them with an abundance of peace and security." Father, let your word be fulfilled in my life. Make me whole and bless me with your peace and security. Guide me towards better health. Protect me from the devil's lies and discouragements, and let me heal miraculously. I thank you, Father, for the healing I'm about to receive right now. May all the glory and honor be unto you in Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you today to receive your blessings and breakthroughs for my life. You are the giver of all good and wonderful things. I pray for your blessings in my life every day. Open your gates of heaven and shower an abundance of blessings upon me. Grant me breakthroughs in my life. Let me see your mighty hands in all that I do, Lord. Establish the works of my hands and bring to fulfillment all my heart's desires. Bless me with the special strength I need to face each day. Help me to walk in your blessings and goodness all the days of my life. I pray, Lord, that you bless all that I do. Bless my business, finances, marriage, home, education, and every aspect of my life. Let your goodness and love follow me all the days of my life. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says that, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Let all things work together for my good, Lord. Make me an embodiment of your blessings. Bless me abundantly, Lord, that I can also be a blessing unto others. Grant me divine breakthrough where it is needed in my life. I am grateful for your love you have shown me. Every good and perfect gift is a blessing from you. Make me a channel of your blessings. Draw me closer to you, Lord, and let your glory overshadow my life. Look down with pity upon me and shower me with your blessings. There are no words that are sufficient enough to praise and bless you for all that you do for me. Thank you for the riches of your glory. Thank you for the manifold blessings that by your grace you have bestowed unto me. You alone are worthy to be praised and adored. I pray that you grant me physical, financial, and spiritual breakthroughs. Help me to have an experience with you that will leave no doubt in my mind that you exist. Help me to have patience as I await my breakthrough. Lord, your word in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 2 says that, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Let my light shine before men, Lord. I am thankful for your blessings and breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen." Heavenly Father, I come before you today to receive your miraculous blessings upon my life. Let your face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Let your favor and blessings overtake my life and fulfill all my dreams. Bless my home, family, work, and business. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord. Grant me the grace to stay humble and willing to bless others as you are about to bless me tremendously. Direct my steps into an abundance of blessings and favor. Be favorable unto me, Lord. Favor me, Lord, and do not let my enemies triumph over me. Let your overflowing blessings rain down upon me. Establish my plans and grant all my desires. I attract riches, honor, and abundant blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 tells me that the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Bless me abundantly. Supply all my needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. I declare that I will flourish, succeed, and fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name. I will be the head, but not the tail, the first, but not the last. I decree that I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's blessings. Let your overflowing blessings rain down upon me. I pray and ask the angel of fortune to bless me with a miracle of abundant wealth and blessings. be my guardian angel. Father, Lord, your blessings attract riches, honor, and abundant life. Help me to keep the words of your covenant and do them that I may prosper. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 11, says that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Help me, Lord, to be honest with the little that I have, so that you can bless me in abundance. Help me to seek your kingdom and your righteousness first, so that all your heavenly blessings will come upon me. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 tells me that, "And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you shall only go up and not down, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them." Thank you, Lord, for your great love and blessings that have no end. I am grateful for all the countless blessings you have given me in every step of my life. Let my cup run over with heavenly blessings. Help me to trust in you, Lord, and know that with you, everything is possible. I believe that your plans for me are good, and you have blessings in store for me. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my rescue and bless me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine breakthrough in my life. I believe that you will step into every situation that I am facing today. Please show yourself strong in my life. I believe you can solve whatever problem I am going through in this life. Open great doors of new opportunities for me so that I will be successful and prosperous in all that I do. I destroy every satanic hold over my destiny. I ask for a breakthrough from poverty and diseases. I declare that I am more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I break free from unfruitfulness and bad luck. I declare that nothing can stop me from achieving my goals. Lord, please fill my life with testimonies and breakthroughs. Nothing can hinder me from achieving my goals in life. Fill me anew with the wonder of your love and power. Lord, let your will and promises for my life come into fulfillment. I come against every arrow and trap that has been set against my life. I pray, Lord, and scatter every evil pilot of the wicked against my life. Direct my path, Lord, and lead me in the right direction. I pray you to lead me to people necessary for bringing breakthroughs into my life. Beautify my life with your goodness and mercy. Father, Lord, please make me a blessing to my family and my generation. Anoint my head with oil and let my cup run over. I declare testimonies in my life, Lord. I am thankful that you will turn things around for my good. I am blessed and highly favored. Lord, your word in James chapter 1 verse 12 says that, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Help me to be patient amidst the problems I am facing. I believe, Lord, that you will always come through for me. Make a way for me where there seems to be none. Renew my mind by the power of your word. I pray you to pull down every stronghold in my life. Your word makes me understand that for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Break every devourer against my finances, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Everlasting Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace upon my life. I thank you for your protection, for your favor, and for your blessings upon my life. Father, please forgive me and cleanse me from any sin that might stand as a hindrance to my prayer. Creator of the universe, please change everything that ought to be changed for the better in my life. I use the blood of Jesus to neutralize whatever that has set my destiny backward and made my life miserable. Bless me with a miracle that will bring me back on track and deepen my fellowship with you. Destroy every satanic operation tampering with my glorious destiny. I stand in the power of your name, and I ask that you give me an uncommon turnaround to propel me into greatness. I pray for a shift in the atmosphere. Wherever I am supposed to be in life, by now that I am not, Father, divinely shift me to that rightful position, speedily according to your plan and purpose. In your grace, Lord, move me from minimum to maximum. Raise me from the valley to the mountain top, and make me the head and not the tail. Visit me with a miracle that will bring a tremendous transformation in my destiny, and visit me with a miracle that will display your great power to all. Gracious One, I thank you. I thank you for even before I opened my mouth to pray, you knew my thoughts and answered me. I thank you, Lord, for this miracle that I am about to receive in Jesus' awesome name, I pray. Everlasting Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace upon my life. I thank you for your protection, for your favor, and for your blessings upon my life. Father, please forgive me and cleanse me from any sin that might stand as a hindrance to my prayer. Creator of the universe, please change everything that ought to be changed for the better in my life. I use the blood of Jesus to neutralize whatever that has set my destiny backward and made my life miserable. Bless me with a miracle that will bring me back on track and deepen my fellowship with you. Destroy every satanic operation tampering with my glorious destiny. I stand in the power of your name, and I ask that you give me an uncommon turnaround to propel me into greatness. I pray for a shift in the atmosphere. Wherever I am supposed to be in life, by now that I am not, Father, divinely shift me to that rightful position, speedily according to your plan and purpose. In your grace, Lord, move me from minimum to maximum. Raise me from the valley to the mountain top, and make me the head and not the tail. Visit me with a miracle that will bring a tremendous transformation in my destiny, and visit me with a miracle that will display your great power to all. Gracious One, I thank you. I thank you for even before I opened my mouth to pray, you knew my thoughts and answered me. I thank you, Lord, for this miracle that I am about to receive in Jesus' awesome name, I pray. Amen. Our God in heaven, Lord, my rock and redeemer, thank you for being my ever-present help in times of trouble. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All power belongs to you. Father, I thank you for loving me despite my flaws and shortcomings. The fact that I woke up this morning and can take a breath is a gift from you. Father, I stand before you today as your humble servant, and I ask that you bless me with a miracle. Perform a miracle in my life, Lord, to display your power and glory. You are the miracle-working God, because everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Please may your miraculous working power visit every part of my life, fixing everything for my good and your glory. Grant me a miracle that will change my failures into success. I know you said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. I believe you are able to do more than I could ever imagine. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Help me to always stand in faith and keep my focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. God, please bring a miracle into my life. I know that you can do the impossible in my life, and I trust in your word. As I face a mountain now, I feel like my faith is weak. I ask that you would amaze me with your miraculous power. Remind me that you are in control of everything in my life. Father, you know my needs and what I desire. Grant me a miracle to cover all those needs. Make me a living testimony of your mercy, love, goodness, power, favor, and righteousness through Christ Jesus. Your word says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that now unto you who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to your power that works in us. Let this word speak for me. I want to see the manifestation of your word in my life. You are able to do far more than all that I ask or can even imagine, according to the power at work within me. Your word says that to those who ask, it will be given, to those who seek, it will be found, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. Hear my prayer for a miracle and grant it unto me. Pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life. I thank you, Father, for this miracle in my life. I know the plans you have for me are good, and they will bring me to an expected and marvelous end. Help me to live in harmony with you, that my life may glorify you, Lord. Our God in heaven, Lord, my rock and redeemer, thank you for being my ever-present help in times of trouble. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All power belongs to you. Father, I thank you for loving me despite my flaws and shortcomings. The fact that I woke up this morning and can take a breath is a gift from you. Father, I stand before you today as your humble servant, and I ask that you bless me with a miracle. Perform a miracle in my life, Lord, to display your power and glory. You are the miracle-working God, because everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Please may your miraculous working power visit every part of my life, fixing everything for my good and your glory. Grant me a miracle that will change my failures into success. I know you said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. I believe you are able to do more than I could ever imagine. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Help me to always stand in faith and keep my focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. God, please bring a miracle into my life. I know that you can do the impossible in my life, and I trust in your word. As I face a mountain now, I feel like my faith is weak. I ask that you would amaze me with your miraculous power. Remind me that you are in control of everything in my life. Father, you know my needs and what I desire. Grant me a miracle to cover all those needs. Make me a living testimony of your mercy, love, goodness, power, favor, and righteousness through Christ Jesus. Your word says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that now unto you who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to your power that works in us. Let this word speak for me. I want to see the manifestation of your word in my life. You are able to do far more than all that I ask or can even imagine, according to the power at work within me. Your word says that to those who ask, it will be given, to those who seek, it will be found, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. Hear my prayer for a miracle and grant it unto me. Pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life. I thank you, Father, for this miracle in my life. I know the plans you have for me are good, and they will bring me to an expected and marvelous end. Help me to live in harmony with you, that my life may glorify you, Lord. I thank you for answering my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our God in heaven, Lord, my rock and redeemer, thank you for being my ever-present help in times of trouble. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All power belongs to you. Father, I thank you for loving me despite my flaws and shortcomings. The fact that I woke up this morning and can take a breath is a gift from you. Father, I stand before you today as your humble servant, and I ask that you bless me with a miracle. Perform a miracle in my life, Lord, to display your power and glory. You are the miracle-working God, because everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Please may your miraculous working power visit every part of my life, fixing everything for my good and your glory. Grant me a miracle that will change my failures into success. I know you said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. I believe you are able to do more than I could ever imagine. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Help me to always stand in faith and keep my focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. God, please bring a miracle into my life. I know that you can do the impossible in my life, and I trust in your word. As I face a mountain now, I feel like my faith is weak. I ask that you would amaze me with your miraculous power. Remind me that you are in control of everything in my life. Father, you know my needs and what I desire. Grant me a miracle to cover all those needs. Make me a living testimony of your mercy, love, goodness, power, favor, and righteousness through Christ Jesus. Your word says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that now unto you who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to your power that works in us. Let this word speak for me. I want to see the manifestation of your word in my life. You are able to do far more than all that I ask or can even imagine, according to the power at work within me. Your word says that to those who ask, it will be given, to those who seek, it will be found, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. Hear my prayer for a miracle and grant it unto me. Pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life. I thank you, Father, for this miracle in my life. I know the plans you have for me are good, and they will bring me to an expected and marvelous end. Help me to live in harmony with you, that my life may glorify you, Lord. Our God in heaven, Lord, my rock and redeemer, thank you for being my ever-present help in times of trouble. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. All power belongs to you. Father, I thank you for loving me despite my flaws and shortcomings. The fact that I woke up this morning and can take a breath is a gift from you. Father, I stand before you today as your humble servant, and I ask that you bless me with a miracle. Perform a miracle in my life, Lord, to display your power and glory. You are the miracle-working God, because everything you touch is powerfully transformed. Please may your miraculous working power visit every part of my life, fixing everything for my good and your glory. Grant me a miracle that will change my failures into success. I know you said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. I believe you are able to do more than I could ever imagine. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Help me to always stand in faith and keep my focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. God, please bring a miracle into my life. I know that you can do the impossible in my life, and I trust in your word. As I face a mountain now, I feel like my faith is weak. I ask that you would amaze me with your miraculous power. Remind me that you are in control of everything in my life. Father, you know my needs and what I desire. Grant me a miracle to cover all those needs. Make me a living testimony of your mercy, love, goodness, power, favor, and righteousness through Christ Jesus. Your word says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that now unto you who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to your power that works in us. Let this word speak for me. I want to see the manifestation of your word in my life. You are able to do far more than all that I ask or can even imagine, according to the power at work within me. Your word says that to those who ask, it will be given, to those who seek, it will be found, and to those who knock, the door will be opened. Hear my prayer for a miracle and grant it unto me. Pour out your blessings of miracles upon my life. I thank you, Father, for this miracle in my life. I know the plans you have for me are good, and they will bring me to an expected and marvelous end. Help me to live in harmony with you, that my life may glorify you, Lord. I thank you for answering my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you today, asking for your divine protection over my life and everything that concerns me. You are omnipresent and omnipotent. Please come to my rescue when I'm in trouble and deliver me from the hands of evildoers. Psalm 121, verses 5 to 8 says that the Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. I commit my entire life into your hands, Lord. Keep me in your secret place. I pray that 1,000 of my enemies may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Father, my life is in your hands. Deliver me from the snare of the wicked. They are hunting after my life day and night. Everlasting Father, please frustrate all conspiracies and evil schemes directed against me in Jesus' name. Lord, you are a faithful Father. You are always available for your children in times of difficulty. I pray, Lord, for divine protection against family strongholds. I come against principalities and agents of darkness. Lord, cover me with your precious blood. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that is connected to me. I am safe and secured in Christ Jesus. Lord, please take away every fear from my heart and grant me the strength to stand firm against my oppressors and evildoers. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection over my life and family. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine protection over my life and everything that concerns me. You are omnipresent and omnipotent. Please come to my rescue when I'm in trouble and deliver me from the hands of evildoers. Psalm 121, verses 5 to 8 says that the Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. I commit my entire life into your hands, Lord. Keep me in your secret place. I pray that 1,000 of my enemies may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Father, my life is in your hands. Deliver me from the snare of the wicked. They are hunting after my life day and night. Everlasting Father, please frustrate all conspiracies and evil schemes directed against me in Jesus' name. Lord, you are a faithful Father. You are always available for your children in times of difficulty. I pray, Lord, for divine protection against family strongholds.
I come against principalities and agents of darkness. Lord, cover me with your precious blood. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that is connected to me. I am safe and secured in Christ Jesus. Lord, please take away every fear from my heart and grant me the strength to stand firm against my oppressors and evildoers. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection over my life and family. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I will serve you with my whole heart, and I will give all it takes to make our relationship work. Please anoint me with your grace and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Please count me worthy of your blessings on earth and in heaven. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says that, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I pray for your abundance of grace upon my life, Lord. Do not let me be consumed by sin. Your grace has been made sufficient. Help me overcome sin through your grace. Endow me with the grace to sin no more. Heavenly Father, give me the grace to always listen to your instructions. Give me the grace to always obey your directives. I don't want to do anything based on my mortal instinct anymore. So bless me with abundant grace to obey you. Even if the institution may look stupid to men, help me to obey. Lord God, I pray that you enhance me to grow old in you. Give me the grace not to be shaken by the signs and distractions of this end time. You are the creator of all things. Let the array of your abundant light penetrate the thick darkness of my needs in you. By your grace, Lord, help increase my level of spirituality. Let your grace snatch me from those who seek to destroy me. I confess today that my Redeemer lives and will cause his divine grace to make me stand on this earth in glory. I command every barrier of my miracle to receiving abundant grace from God to be destroyed. I receive the Spirit of uncommon grace. Father, Lord, let your grace distinguish me in all that I do. I possess the power to pursue, overtake, and recover every good thing by the grace of God. My joy shall multiply today as I receive unlimited grace from God. Your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, says that, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let your grace be sufficient for me, Lord. Grant me favor in the eyes of man, because of your grace, upon my life. Be gracious unto me, and let your face shine upon me. I decree and declare that I will walk in God's abundant henceforth. Miracles of God's grace surround my life everywhere I go. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine protection over my life and everything that concerns me. You are omnipresent and omnipotent. Please come to my rescue when I'm in trouble and deliver me from the hands of evildoers. Psalm 121 verses 5 to 8 says that the Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. I commit my entire life into your hands, Lord. Keep me in your secret place. I pray that 1,000 of my enemies may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Father, my life is in your hands. Deliver me from the snare of the wicked. They are hunting after my life day and night. Everlasting Father, please frustrate all conspiracies and evil schemes directed against me, in Jesus' name. Lord, you are a faithful Father. You are always available for your children in times of difficulty. I pray, Lord, for divine protection against family strongholds. I come against principalities and agents of darkness. Lord, cover me with your precious blood. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that is connected to me. I am safe and secured in Christ Jesus. Lord, please take away every fear from my heart and grant me the strength to stand firm against my oppressors and evildoers. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection over my life and family. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine protection over my life and everything that concerns me. You are omnipresent and omnipotent. Please come to my rescue when I'm in trouble and deliver me from the hands of evildoers. Psalm 121 verses 5 to 8 says that the Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. I commit my entire life into your hands, Lord. Keep me in your secret place. I pray that 1,000 of my enemies may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Father, my life is in your hands. Deliver me from the snare of the wicked. They are hunting after my life day and night. Everlasting Father, please frustrate all conspiracies and evil schemes directed against me in Jesus' name. Lord, you are a faithful Father. You are always available for your children in times of difficulty. I pray, Lord, for divine protection against family strongholds. I come against principalities and agents of darkness. Lord, cover me with your precious blood. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that is connected to me. I am safe and secured in Christ Jesus. Lord, please take away every fear from my heart and grant me the strength to stand firm against my oppressors and evildoers. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection over my life and family. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Father, Lord, I am before you today asking for your help. You told me in your word that you will uphold me tight with your right hand, and I should not be afraid, for you will help me. Lord, I need your help today. No matter what I face, I won't let go of your hands. Hear me, Lord, and answer me. I ask for directions, Lord, and for your strength to stand firm on your promises. Set my heart on your presence from the moment I rise to the last blink of my eyes. O Lord, be my refuge and my strength. I ask for your help in times of trouble. When it seems like things are not working out for me, I beg you to come to my rescue and deliver me. Calm every storm in my life and take away my fear. Remind me, Lord, that you are always by my side and you will never leave nor forsake me. Psalm 34, verse 17 says that when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Come to my aid, Lord, and save me. Save me from those who seek my downfall. Father, Lord, I pray you would move your spirit more boldly in my life. Help me to crave your presence more than I crave sin. Help me grow in the fruit of the Spirit and walk close to you. Your word says that you are my refuge and my strength, that you are my help in times of trouble. Help me, Father, to make the right choices, choices that will ultimately honor and bring glory to your holy name. Even if all hell seems to break loose, help me to be strong and courageous and stand on your word and promises. Let me remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm 121, "I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Help me to navigate this season of my life and keep my eyes fixed on you. Let me understand that in due time, I will look back and know that you carried me through.
Father, Lord, I ask for your help against all evil. Give me the eyes to see when evil is before me. Make a way for me where I can't see one. Open a door when it is closed to me, and be my voice when I am speechless. I declare that nothing can defeat me with you by my side. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 24, tells me that in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I ask for your help, Lord. Come to my rescue, so that my life may be filled with joy and happiness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray for your blessings upon my life. May I be blessed with prosperity and abundance in all its forms. May my life be filled with miracles and love. Let my days be blessed with abundant joy and peace of mind. May I be free of burdens and know that I am completely cared for. Let your angels bestow many blessings upon my life and light my way with peace. Father, Lord, let your blessings attract riches and honor unto my life. I pray that you will bless me abundantly, that I may walk in obedience to your word. May I eat the plentiful fruit of my labor, and may blessings and prosperity be mine. Bless my home, and let it thrive and flourish spiritually and physically. Surround me with the abundance of your love and grace, and help me to be a beacon of light and hope to others around me. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 says that, "Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions, and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is the gift of God." Grant me your abundant blessings, Father. I put my trust in you to receive all my heavenly blessings. Father, Lord, I desire to be blessed abundantly so that I can be a blessing to others. I declare that all my needs shall be met in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, the abundant life you promised in John chapter 10, verse 10, is mine in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal to me, Lord, how I can give my substance to minister to others and reveal your love. Heavenly Father, you have promised me the power to get wealth here on earth to advance your kingdom. However, spiritual blessings are eternal. Lord, please help me live a life that is worthy of your rich and fruitful spiritual inheritance. I believe that your blessings have the value that exceeds anything this world could ever offer. Let your spiritual riches and blessings abound in my life. I pray against anything hindering the release of my blessings. I decree and declare that you will meet all my physical and spiritual needs here on earth, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my supernatural strength, and there is an endless supply of His divine power. I declare that I am spiritually rich and abundantly blessed by God. I am more than a conqueror, no matter what comes against me. I am grateful for your supernatural blessings I'm about to experience in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you today asking for your divine breakthrough in my life. I believe that you will step into every situation that I am facing today. Please show yourself strong in my life. I believe you can solve whatever problem I am going through in this life. Open great doors of new opportunities for me so that I will be successful and prosperous in all that I do. I destroy every satanic hold over my destiny. I ask for a breakthrough from poverty and diseases. I declare that I am more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I break free from unfruitfulness and bad luck. I declare that nothing can stop me from achieving my goals. Lord, please fill my life with testimonies and breakthroughs. Nothing can hinder me from achieving my goals in life. Fill me anew with the wonder of your love and power. Lord, let your will and promises for my life come into fulfillment. I come against every arrow and trap that has been set against my life. I pray, Lord, and scatter every evil pilot of the wicked against my life. Direct my path, Lord, and lead me in the right direction. I pray you to lead me to people necessary for bringing breakthroughs into my life. Beautify my life with your goodness and mercy. Father, Lord, please make me a blessing to my family and my generation. Anoint my head with oil and let my cup run over. I declare testimonies in my life, Lord. I am thankful that you will turn things around for my good. I am blessed and highly favored. Lord, your word in James chapter 1 verse 12 says that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Help me to be patient amidst the problems I am facing. I believe, Lord, that you will always come through for me. Make a way for me where there seems to be none. Renew my mind by the power of your word. I pray you to pull down every stronghold in my life. Your word makes me understand that for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Break every devourer against my finances, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Almighty Father, hallowed be your name. Your power is unlimited, and your strength has no boundaries. I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for your mighty hand that rests upon my life. I thank you for your light that shines in my life. Adonai, I ask for a new miracle today. I ask that you unleash your blessings into my life. Bless me with faith to always believe in your supreme power of miracles. Give me the grace to walk by faith and not by sight. Your word says in Mark 9, verse 23, that everything is possible for the one who believes. Father, I believe in you, and I know that all good and perfect things come from you. You also said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. As I am faced with a mountain in my life, Lord, I ask that you demonstrate your miraculous power in my life that will remove that mountain from my life. Open doors of miracles in my life. Father, bless me beyond measure. Let me see a massive transformation in my life because the Bible tells me that no word from you will ever fail. Lord, put a new song in my mouth, just as you did for Abraham and Sarah. When it seems impossible for me, Father, come and make it possible, for you are the God of all possibilities. Remind me that you are in control of my life, and I have nothing to worry about. I thank you, King of Kings. I thank you, Lord of Lords, for this wonderful miracle in my life. I thank you for the faith I have in you. Almighty Father, hallowed be your name. Your power is unlimited, and your strength has no boundaries. I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you for your mighty hand that rests upon my life. I thank you for your light that shines in my life. Adonai, I ask for a new miracle today. I ask that you unleash your blessings into my life. Bless me with faith to always believe in your supreme power of miracles. Give me the grace to walk by faith and not by sight. Your word says in Mark 9, verse 23, that everything is possible for the one who believes. Father, I believe in you, and I know that all good and perfect things come from you. You also said that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. As I am faced with a mountain in my life, Lord, I ask that you demonstrate your miraculous power in my life that will remove that mountain from my life. Open doors of miracles in my life. Father, bless me beyond measure. Let me see a massive transformation in my life, because the Bible tells me that no word from you will ever fail. Lord, put a new song in my mouth, just as you did for Abraham and Sarah. When it seems impossible for me, Father, come and make it possible, for you are the God of all possibilities. Remind me that you are in control of my life, and I have nothing to worry about. I thank you, King of Kings. I thank you, Lord of Lords, for this wonderful miracle in my life. I thank you for the faith I have in you. I thank you for answering my prayer through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.